This is a Friday night edition of Ozarks at Large. It's about, 24 minutes before 8 o'clock. And this week during Ozarks at Large, we've been talking to some people about their professions or about what they do and how that kind of relates to the public radio fundraiser model, since this is the spring fundraising time for KUAF. Antoinette Grajeda yesterday talked to Terry Gosnell, who is the pastor at Trinity United Methodist Church in Fayetteville. And Antoinette came up with the idea to talk to a pastor because she said there are similarities between a church congregation and the KUAF listening congregation in the fact that both KUAF and radio and a pastor are talking to people and they are listening. And also there is an element of support. So before you can have the support, you have to have the attention. And Antoinette asked Terry Gosnell about that.
The way that we do that, or the healthiest way, is to be an attractive, vibrant community. Statistics show that 87% of people that come in the doors, they make their decision like in the first few minutes. And so it really has nothing to do with the preacher, quote unquote. Hopefully it won't. There are a few people that are attracted by the pastor, and sometimes that goes well, sometimes not so well. So the onus is on me to, yes, connect with them initially, but then help them get connected on a deeper basis with the community of faith. The tricky part is that it's God's church. It's not our church, but it is our community within those walls and without those, beyond those walls. So in a consumerist society, it is even harder because those roots go deep, because you're exactly right. How do you get people to come back? Usually, especially like with a product or with radio, people want to benefit from it. People want to know that their lives will be better from that relationship. They will want to get something. And that is the hard part about being a pastor, about being a community of faith, because we don't really have a lot to give to them except a stronger, deeper spiritual connection, which sometimes people get aggravated because they come and they say, well, we're paying the bills. We want to get something out of this. And, I can see that and I can relate to that. But as a pastor in the Christian tradition, as a community of Christians, that's not what we're about. We're not about getting. We're about giving. And we understand that that takes a long time to develop. It takes a long time to develop a attitude of gratitude.
You mentioned the attitude of gratitude. Once you've got your community, the decision that they want to give back, as a public radio station, we have honor fundraisers a couple times a year. So, we ask people for a couple of days in a row, to remind them that, we're here because of, we're supported by you. So as a preacher, people pass the plate, pass whatever basket, asking for donations week after week. How do you, ask your congregation week after week to continue to give?
Well, we don't actually ask them week to week. We do pass the plate week to week, and it's pretty blatant. It's the offering. It's your time to give back. Well, the way we do that is what I just explained, about it takes a long time, and usually there's a once a year time that we focus on giving. And so there are times that the finance chair or even I as the pastor have to talk to the congregation that, hey, we need to pay our bills. We need to, pay our salaries and our staff. We're a little tight. But I think it takes planning. I think it takes commitment and diligence and a lot of prayer. But it's getting people excited about their relationship with Christ. And in reference to NPR or any kind of news station, it's getting people excited about being a part of their world and hearing comprehensive news that only y'all can give them, and your viewpoint of the world and your lens. And so it's similar, you know. What you have to communicate to your people, just like I have to communicate, is how will your life be better with this relationship?
Antoinette Grajeda talked with Terry Gosnell, the pastor of Trinity United Methodist Church in Fayetteville, yesterday, and they discussed the similarities between the communication between a pastor and congregation and kind of the communication between a radio station, a public radio station, and listeners and contributors, and how that all has similarities. We'll have some more of those stories next week.